The question is, can we get answers or not? And it's not like we're here in some sort of exam. Okay?
Why don't you let her decide for herself whether or not you can answer the question? This is ridiculous. My question is there any data or breakdown into who exactly suffers from long COVID in terms of mRNA injected people and mRNA shot free people? If there is no data, if you do not collect that data, why don't you? Are you not interested in that? That would be very helpful if you could answer these questions.
About 1 billion vaccines have been used in the EU from the beginning of the pandemic. This is a huge number, and tens of billions of doses have been given now around the world. So the authorized COVID-19 vaccines, and Emer Cook is here. I cannot see. There she is, sitting at the back. Emer Cook is here. I'm going to say this because we were in constant communication with her throughout this. To approve these vaccines, all the vaccines to be approved by the European Medicines Agency are safe and effective. They were evaluated with tens of thousands of participants in clinical trials. They met very stringent scientific standards of safety, efficacy, and quality. About 20 million of lives have been saved, according to WHO, by the COVID-19.
First, I have two requests and then two questions. So we've heard twice today that 20 million lives have been saved due to these mRNA injections. How exactly did you arrive at that number? And could you please share all the available documentation supporting this claim with this committee? Then secondly, in response to a colleague of mine, you said that the EMA also conducted independent research. Can you please share the documentation of all the research that EMA has conducted with in regards to the mRNA injections with this committee? Now, my two questions. Very simple questions. I hope you can answer them. How many severe adverse side effects have been reported to EMA with regard to mRNA injection? Please give a total number, and as well as a ratio of cases reported per doses administered. Second question, how many deaths have been reported to EMA with regards to these mRNA injections? Also, please give a total number and also a ratio deaths per administered doses. Now, you have stressed earlier in the session twice that you took your responsibility to the people as far as the safety of these mRNA injections are concerned very, very seriously. That's what you said. So it should not be a problem for you to provide the numbers to these very basic but fundamentally important questions that I just ask you. If you can't provide the numbers off the top of your head, I would have to conclude that you simply don't care, or you're still working for the EFPIA, one of the lobby organizations of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in Europe. So I do hope you can answer my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Disregard that last remark, Mrs. Anderson. People cannot just on the top of their head cite all these numbers. That's not possible. So what I...
You should be able to answer these two very basic questions.
I'm not saying that we will not provide you with the answer, but you can not have all these figures top of mind. That doesn't exist. So I'll give you the floor to give the answers that you have, and all the other answers we will do in writing. We will do in writing. The question is, can we get answers or not? And it's not like we're here in some sort of exam. Okay.
Why don't you let her decide for herself whether or not you can answer the question?
Keep it.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. We have published 52 monthly reports on the vaccine side effects since the start of the pandemic. Monthly reports. We don't publish the periodic safety update reports, but we're looking into do this. It is a resource issue. But we have published 52 monthly reports on Every month for 52 months, we have published a report with all the figures on the vaccination numbers, the number of side effects, the number of deaths, the number of any new event that's coming up, anything that has come up, our committee on pharmacovigilance has looked into, has decided whether or not that we needed to change the label. We've had investigations on a number of different side effects that were potentially linked to the vaccines. Some of them have been shown to be, others not. The estimates of 20 million deaths, this is not a figure from us, this is a worldwide figure. I will find the studies that the references that provide that information.
Mrs. Cook, thank you so much.
I have to correct. It's 50 reports in 2 years. And also when the 20 million lives saved is from all vaccines, not just from mRNA vaccines. But I didn't say. Yes, that's from all vaccines.